tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Up until recently, the CIA's long, close relationship with the late Jim Jones has always been a mystery. From the very beginning of his ministry, Dan Mitrione was always close in the shadows. Mitrione was an expert in torture and counterinsurgency techniques for the CIA, who taught many of the same methods used by Jim Jones. In 1978, 1 year after the CIA's MKUltra was exposed to the public, nearly 1,000 people died in Jonestown. The chief medical examiner reported that nearly 90% were homicides, and yet the American media called it a mass suicide. Jonestown became known as the place where hundreds of people drank the Kool-Aid. Jonestown seems to be a CIA beta test for the COVID vaccine agenda being rolled out today. Jim Jones applied many known mind control techniques, separating people from their families, creating a lingo to distort the truth, demonized the questioning of authority. But what really stood out was his constant warnings that the government was going to try and kill them all. He said that he would not let them. He had his followers practice suicide drills and called it revolutionary suicide.
I'm willing to die tonight for revolutionary suicide. Thank you. Yeah!
The main ideology of Jonestown was that America is a racist nation and capitalism is evil. And they sought to create a utopia of equality and fairness. We know all about this ideology in 2021. The slow destruction of the family unit can be traced back a century to Planned Parenthood, to the 1964 War on Poverty, to gay marriage, all the way to our current trend of transsexual child abuse. This has created generations of lost souls, ripe to be exploited by the charlatans and sociopaths who wield the power of pop culture and mainstream media. The cult is given their own lingo to distort the truth. They are woke, and to be woke requires absolute conformity. If you question the authority, you are silenced. You are labeled a racist without any evidence, or a science denier without any scientific explanation whatsoever. And above all, you are taught that human civilization is killing the planet. You are taught that the only way to save the Earth is to depopulate. You are taught that humanity is a virus.
Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague.
And so when Bill Gates, the front man pushing this narrative for the past decade, steps out and offers the final solution.
And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccines.
It's no surprise to see the cult lining up to get their shot. The crimes against humanity we are witnessing are almost indescribable. Every institution created to support and facilitate human civilization is now being used to destroy it. And every person who put their faith in the system has now been betrayed. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Here we go. That's Greg Reese's latest, Jonestown and the COVID suicide cult. My God, I could go on and on about this. I have, actually. I really need to cut it out more, but I did 3 hours when I was hosting the War Room 1 week on the Jonestown cult, because it is a microcosm of what we're seeing here. And it all started with the question, how do you convince a society to commit suicide? How do you convince a civilization to commit civilizational suicide? Turns out, you infiltrate the church and turn it towards communism. That's what Jim Jones did, and it ended rather poorly for his followers. We'll try it again with the whole society this time, and hopefully it goes a different direction. Incredible stuff from Gregory. Stay with us. Daily Dispatch.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person,
it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, May 20th, 2021. You're watching American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Quite a show I have for you today. In the third hour, we'll be welcoming my guest, and we'll be talking all about the Maricopa County audit, the thing that's been going on for about a couple weeks now. And we'll occasionally give you updates here on American Journal and elsewhere on Infowars, but I haven't really delved into it and figured out exactly what's going on, exactly what the outcomes will be, when we'll hear those, and how the Democrats are trying to throw a wrench in the whole thing. So very excited to talk about that in the third hour. Tons of videos to show you and announcements to make. It'll be a very exciting show here today. I'm glad you're with us. Hope you stay with us for the full 3 hours. But in the meantime, let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 20th of May, 2021. Biden's CDC director says lab origin of COVID-19, a, quote, possibility. Oh, it's a possibility now? That's funny, because I thought it was a certainty a year and a half ago. But no, now the authorities, the experts, are coming around and admitting what we who are paying attention have known the entire time. During a hearing on the pandemic, Joe Biden's CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, acknowledged that there's a possibility that the COVID-19 virus was leaked from the Wuhan lab. And just to reiterate the exact same point I made on January 24th of the year 2020, before coronavirus was even mentioned in the mainstream news, let's see, we have the epicenter directly on top of a level 4 Chinese-run virology lab. Or it's the two blocks away, the wet market. Gee, I wonder where the super virus came from. Gosh, if only we had some experts to get on this. So she says, certainly a lab-based origin is one possibility. Oh, really? Because you got kicked off Twitter for saying that last year. Zero Hedge got their account deleted for mentioning that last year. Funny how that works, how something that is unspeakable becomes the God's honest truth as soon as people in power actually pay attention to it, or rather as soon as all of their, you know, all of their clampdowns have already been fully enacted. Now that they've gotten the control, now that they've gotten everybody vaccinated, now they can come out and say, oh yeah, sorry, this was a super weapon that we created and released. Sorry about that. Thanks for the servitude. Truly incredible. Maricopa election audit team says deleted files have been recovered. The Arizona Senate held a special meeting Tuesday, during which auditors downplayed prior assertions of, in a controversial review of the 2020 election, that someone might have deleted a main database from the election management system last month, now insisting they found the data. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan joined fellow Republican Senator Warren Peterson, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as well as the Senate audit liaison Ken Bennett, Cyber Ninja's owner Doug Logan, and Cypher founder Ben Cotton for an update and to address the refusal by Maricopa County officials to attend, as declared in a letter on Monday that castigated the 2020 election audit. And we'll be talking more about this later on in the program. We'll get to that. The new Soros. Marlow Media expose reveals the immense secret power of tech heiress Lorraine Powell Jobs. Lorraine Powell Jobs, whom Vox described as, quote, one of the most important philanthropists. There's that word, philanthropists. What do they mean by philanthropy? They mean donating to, I don't know, hospitals so they'll create a wing to have a place to house all the operations to cut your children's junk off. I'm a philanthropist. I'm a philanthropist. I'm paying schools to put critical race theory in their programs. I'm a philanthropist. I'm paying local governments to circumvent their voter integrity laws and install mailboxes on the street. I'm a philanthropist. I use my money to bring about my ideological demands through the government and NGOs. That's what it means to be a philanthropist these days. But she's the widow of Steve Jobs. She became the secret superpower behind a vast network of left-wing media outlets, organizations, and politicians. Forbes lists Jobs as one of the 10 richest women on earth, with a net worth of around $16 billion, mostly from her family stake in two of the world's most evil companies, Apple and Disney. Just great. Israel says it will step up strikes on Hamas tunnels despite ceasefire calls as clashes erupt in the West Bank. I read the tweet that they put out at one point where they're like, you try to hide your tunnels under schools. Well, we bombed those tunnels. They're like, using human shields won't work with us. We will destroy them. The Israeli military Tuesday said it plans to expand its bombardment of the Hamas tunnel networks that run under civilian tunnels that run under civilian areas in Gaza in the coming days, despite growing international calls for a ceasefire. Violence engulfs the occupied West Bank, where Palestinians held demonstrations in solidarity. The Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed to 216, including 63 children at least, according to local health officials. In the West Bank, at least 17 Palestinians have been killed since Friday, officials says there. The death toll in Israel climbed to 12, including two children. Two Thai workers were killed Tuesday by rockets fired from Gaza, police said. Truly incredible. Like, you cannot hide behind civilians. We make no discernment between civilians and soldiers. You're all terrorists. U.S. says it opposes the U.N. resolution calling for a Gaza ceasefire. This is just one of those sentences that you really just have to read to believe. The United States said Wednesday it opposes a proposed U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers, reiterating that it could interfere with the Biden's administration's effort to end the hostilities. Well, you can't have a ceasefire. We're trying to have a ceasefire here. We're trying to create a ceasefire, and we think your ceasefire might get in the way of that. We're being run by psychopaths or idiots, but they're not idiots, are they? I realized yesterday, well, I'll get into it later. I'm going to show you a clip from a comedian named Steve Hughes. And I realized that I there's something I say all the time, and if I forgot that, I got it from him, where he goes, you're either dumb or a liar, and you're not dumb, so you're a liar. That's sort of what we're dealing with in this nation right now. Supreme Court to hear abortion case challenging Roe versus Wade. Supreme Court on Monday plunged back into a contentious debate over abortion, agreeing to hear a case that will give its newly expanded conservative majority an opportunity to pare back the constitutional right to abortion established nearly half a century ago in Roe versus Wade. The new case concerning a Mississippi law that seeks to ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, about 2 months earlier than Roe and subsequent decisions allow, is seen by both sides as potentially pivotal in establishing how aggressively the court's new six-justice conservative majority will move to place new constraints on abortion rights. And don't hold your breath, folks. Those Supreme Court justices are about as controlled as anybody else that claims to be Republican in the nation's capital. Hey, speaking of, the House approves the January 6th commission despite GOP opposition. The House voted on Wednesday to approve legislation to establish a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th attack, the insurrection coup, the white nationalist coup d'etat, or the 99.9999% peaceful protest. That's right, folks. We need a commission. We need a commission to study and get to the bottom of this unescorted tour through the U.S. Capitol by a bunch of peaceful boomers. God, we'll get into this later in the program as well. But suffice it to say, this is anything like some of the other important commissions organized by our government. It'll be like the Warren Commission or the 9/11 Commission. It'll serve to completely destroy the truth and establish once and for all the unquestionable dictates of our government. And it will serve to justify the further oppression of anybody on the right wing. Door-to-door vaccine hit squads to be deployed across the UK. That's fun. And soldiers in Britain who refuse the COVID jab will be educated and could face disciplinary action. Truly incredible. And we'll get more into the vaccine and some other news on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. That's your Daily Dispatch, taking your calls and talking about the vaccine on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
"14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
You're listening. listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com. Remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com, purchasing some of our incredible products, and everything that goes into InfoWars comes from InfoWarsStore.com and viewers like you. Got some more stories to read. I'm just wondering where to go. Of course, we have Israel and Gaza continuing to spiral out of control despite calls for ceasefires. We have a lot of news about coronavirus that you've been hearing on InfoWars for the last year, finally coming to the forefront. Just yet another incredibly frustrating saga of "we told you so" over and over and over again. There's a bunch of other nonsense to make you angry this morning. Woke vicar to replace carvings at a 900-year-old church with minority and feminist figures. 900-year-old church in East Yorkshire will have damaged carvings replaced with figures celebrating feminist, black, Asian, and minority ethnic figures. BAME. What does BAME mean? Does anybody know what BAME means? Anything? I know what BIPOC means. What are these words they're making up? Just say non-white, you weirdos. The woke restoration project of St. Mary's Church in Beverly is being spearheaded by Vicar Reverend Rebecca Lumley and has been approved by the Church of Cucks, the Church of England. The church, which dates back to the year 1120, is set to feature replacement carvings featuring celebrating Polish-French physicist Marie Curie, British-Jamaican businesswoman Mary Seacole, airship engineer Hilda Leon, aviator Amy Johnson, astronaut Helen Sharman, feminist Mary Wollstonecraft, and Queen Elizabeth II. Yes, all of these saints in the church, right? All of these are Christian icons. Yes, we all know Christian icon, British Jamaican businesswoman, Mary Seacole. What is this? Oh, right. It's the destruction of our religion so we can implement communism throughout the world. That's what it is. I see. Explaining her decision to focus on feminist and BAME icons. What does BAME mean? Does anybody know what BAME means? Crew, if you could chime in my
black,
ear here.
Black, Asian, Mexican, and ethnic.
No, I can't hear anything.
Minority.
BAME. Oh, yeah. Folks, if you could call in and tell us what the hell BAME means, B-A-M-E, I will not be Googling it. I will be mocking it. Ignorantly. Vicar Reverend Rebecca Lumley told the whole Daily Mail, "The contribution of women to humanity isn't always properly recognized in the history of, in the telling of history and throughout history. Women's voices have been silenced." Well, thank God there's a woman in charge now to destroy the 900-year-old carvings and replace them with statues of Jamaican businesswomen. Thank you, women. Thank you so much, ladies. Such a great contribution you're making here. "We take seriously the church's role in battling inequality and injustice, and so we hope that this project will help highlight the remarkable achievements of these women and provide hope and inspiration for future generations." Just like church membership. And they're just like, "Let's just keep doing everything we're doing, but do it harder." That'll bring them back. Permission to go ahead with these controversial redesign of the church was granted by Chancellor of the local diocese, Canon Peter Coulier QC, who said that the original carvings were so badly eroded that it was impossible to tell what they were meant to be or whether there was any theme to them. Yeah, they were 900 years old. It's called history. It's called they've been there since before English was really spoken, probably. It's probably Old English back then. They're just like, "Yeah, but it's so old. They're just so old, though. You know what we need is some BAME. Can we get some BAME in here to replace our historic monument?" I don't know. Do you spread it on bread? BAME? A little British BAME on your toast there? Who knows? Who knows what these words mean? The original carvings in the church date back to 1520, when the central area of the church was rebuilt, probably by women. It's probably built by women. It's probably created by women. It's probably in a town founded by black women, if I had to guess. Collier said that the women whose names have been mooted for the project had played a significant role in relation to the advancement of science or human knowledge. It's just like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a church. Oh, I'm confused here. I thought this was a historic church in England. I didn't realize that the point of it was to celebrate women in science. Okay. Just incredible. The worldwide impact of Queen Elizabeth is beyond question. Yes, as head of the Masonic Order, she's truly been incredible in women's movements. Now, she's been there for 400 years, and in that time, we've seen the utter collapse of Britain. It's unrecognizable now. Crime rates, just failure everywhere. It looks like complete hell. Used to be a lovely, sort of nice place when she took over, didn't it? Now it's just in a state of total collapse, and we must honor her for this. The announcement of the feminist installations at St. Mary's comes less than a week after the Church of England said it would be issuing guidance to its 12,500 parishes and 42 cathedrals to review monuments and other religious installations supposedly connected to the slave trade and colonialism for the British Empire for removal. And they're just like, well, what about those? Well, we don't really know what those are supposed to represent. Yeah, but they're old. So let's just tear those down and put up a statue of a Jamaican businesswoman. It's church, after all. Just what the hell are you doing? And then they're just like, why is nobody coming to our church? Gosh, all, you know, the point of a church is supposed to be to uphold the tradition and the religion of your forefathers, to be a institution of stability and normalcy, an island of consistency in a world of ever-changing dictums and ideologies. They're like, well, we just threw that out. We just went ahead and we're just going to roll with whatever the latest trend is. We're going to go ahead and destroy our history. We're going to shatter our historical monuments. We're going to tear down everything that made us great. And then we're going to wonder why nobody's coming anymore. We're going to bend to the wind. We're going to go with the flow. We're going to completely toss out century upon century upon century of learning and understanding and truth and strength. We're going to throw all of that out because about 2 years ago, the entire country went absolutely bat crap insane and decided to destroy everything for the benefit of some ignorant interlopers who have now decided that their country belongs to them. The iconoclastic campaign has already begun in some parishes, with St. Peter's Church in Dorchester, for example, covering up a plaque honoring a plantation owner who is said to have squashed a slave rebellion. Yeah, he should have just died. He should have just let the slaves kill him. He should have just let them hang him, and then we'll keep his plaque up. The plaque, which is currently pending removal, is covered with a notice stating it commemorates actions and uses languages which are totally unacceptable to us today. That's what church is all about, right? Changing with the times. That's what I think of when I think of church, when I think of a timeless institution, stability and godly honor. What I think is, yeah, but what if it pisses off the atheists? What if this makes Muslims mad? I guess we should just get rid of it. What if this infuriates a Jamaican businesswoman? I guess we just throw it out. History, religion, God himself is offensive to people that aren't in our church, therefore we'll change our church to suit them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call retarded.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does. And it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. So it's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, that's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K for Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, boy. I'm going to get in trouble for covering this next story. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com. But, you know, you have to laugh. I mean, we just have total chaos, total collapse, total insanity coming at us from every angle, from every outlet, all the time. So you have to laugh sometimes and make light of these horrific situations, or else you'll go insane. So let's do that now. Israel accuses China of blatant anti-Semitism after state TV says wealthy Jews control U.S. foreign policy. What? What? How dare they? Did they really? Well, no, not really. The Israeli embassy in Beijing on Wednesday accused China of blatant anti-Semitism after a state TV report on U.S. foreign policy broached Jewish conspiracy theories to explain the ongoing Palestinian-Hamas terrorist violence. AFP reports the official CGTN broadcast questioned whether U.S. support for Israel came from shared democratic values, saying, quote, some people believe that U.S. pro-Israeli policy is traceable to the influence of wealthy Jews in the U.S. and the Jewish lobby on U.S. policymakers. What? What? Look, just because AIPAC is the largest lobby in the country to which both sides of the political aisle pledge undying loyalty doesn't mean Jews control foreign policy. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? George Soros is a Nazi. You know that. It's a quote, Jews dominate finance and internet sectors, host Zheng Jufeng said, Junfeng says, speaking in English. So do they have the powerful lobby, some say? Impossible. Impossible. It's like Jews dominate finance and internet sectors. Well, that's you're not allowed to say that because of how wrong it is. You will be kicked off of the internet because of how incorrect that statement is, sir. Zing then accused U.S. China's top political rival of using Israel as a beachhead in the Middle East and a proxy in an undeclared war on pan-Arabism. Yes, that's right. Israel is our pawn. We control Israel. In a tweet, the embassy responded saying, we'd hoped that the times of the Jews controlling the world conspiracy theories were over. I'll tell you one thing. They don't control China. That is the certainty I can draw from this article. If there's one thing we know about this, you know, that we can derive from this article, it is clearly the Jews do not control China. In a tweet, the embassy responded saying, we've hoped that the times of Jews controlling the world conspiracy theories were over, but unfortunately, anti-Semitism has shown its ugly face again. It's just like, then what's the reason? What is the reason that America is so slavishly devoted to Israel? Nancy Pelosi literally went on TV and said, if the Capitol burns to the ground, the one thing left standing will be my dedication to Israel. Capitol of America. She's like, yeah, the Capitol of America can fall. It can be destroyed. I don't really care about that. But Israel, I will devote my life. It's like, okay, you're Catholic, right? You're Catholic, Pelosi. Chuck Schumer said his whole purpose in existence is the protection of the state of Israel. Time and time again. Somebody tweeted out today. Some guy, Representative Brian Mast. So somebody said to Representative Brian Mast, they said, my guess, he doesn't have a clue. He's just supporting Israel because we always have, and it's the way the GOP wants me to. That sort of nonsense. I highly doubt he fully comprehends the Middle East history as it relates to Israel. And he responds, Representative Brian Mast responds, I lost two legs fighting terrorists in the Middle East, and then I volunteered alongside the IDF in Israel. But Twitter says I don't have a clue. Got it. Yeah, if there's one group of people that understands geopolitical machinations on a macro level, it's the grunts on the ground. It's the soldiers fighting the war. They understand exactly what's going on. No, clearly that's not justification for your stance as if you understand it because you fought in the war. You don't. And apparently he's like, yeah, I lost two legs in Afghanistan and it was worth it and good and I'm glad I did. Like, why? Why? What did we achieve there? We're leaving now. What do we have to show for it other than your two missing legs? But the weird thing is, why do we have a veteran of a foreign army in our government? Can anybody answer me that? Why is somebody who is representing Israel's interest in our government? Why is somebody who volunteered for a foreign power's military a representative in our government? Oh, well, that's anti-Semitic. Is it? Is it anti-Semitic? Or is it a foreign country? Would I feel the exact same if it was Mexico or if it was Canada? Well, I've fought in the Canadian Army. I know exactly what's going on here. It's like, and you're an American representative? Who the hell do you think you are? But this is just very convenient. Anti-Semitism. Okay, I can't criticize a foreign power because anti-Semitism. That's how this works. Okay, all right. Sounds good. Sounds fine. Anti-Semitism has shown its ugly face again. So China is just basically stomping all over America here is essentially what's happening because while America, going against probably the majority of its own people, definitely the majority of the world, in insisting on, first of all, halting the UN ceasefire that could potentially save dozens, not hundreds of lives, they're going against that and they're essentially siding 100% with Israel. China is taking the moral high ground here, criticizing the United States for blocking a joint statement on the crisis of the UN Security Council as the communist single-party state seeks to position itself as the most important world power in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, stepping up to fill the leadership vacuum created by President Joe Biden at the United Nations. And by the way, our government has warned Israel about their cozy relationship with China. We're like, hey, you should stop making deals with China. They're our biggest geopolitical rivals. And Israel's like, too bad. Too bad. We're going to keep doing deals. We're going to keep doing the Belt and Road Initiative. We're going to keep working with China, even though we're your greatest ally. Okay, yeah, sure. To that end, Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called for an immediate ceasefire on both sides and for Israel to lift its blockade of Gaza as soon as possible. He also offered to host Israeli and Palestinian negotiators in China for direct peace talks. So, you know, there you go. China just taking the moral high ground there and really shaming America. It's truly incredible. Jews dominate finance and internet sectors, host Jin Zhengfeng said, speaking in English. So do they have powerful lobbies, some say? Possible. It's possible. Who's to say what the most powerful foreign lobby in Washington, D.C. is? God, it's like we can never know. Maybe it's Zimbabwe. Maybe. I don't know. Gosh, if only we had some way of telling what was going on there. God dang. That is so funny. It's just like, yeah. Jews do not control the media. That's why you're not allowed to say that. Wait, what? Wait, hold on. What is going on here? Okay. Here's some more news. Israeli raids kills Palestinian journalist in his Gaza house. Many Gazans cut off from the world as Israel targets communications and internet networks. It's just like time and time again. Then there, you know, to be fair, there is this other stuff. Facebook shuts down pro-Israel page with 77 million followers. Facebook shuts down pro-Israel page with 77 million followers amid claims it had been targeted by radical Muslims posting hate speech. The Jerusalem Prayer Team Facebook had over 75 million followers, but it was closed down by Facebook on Friday for spam and inauthentic behavior. Facebook, I guess, is anti-Semitic now. How dare you, sir? Facebook has shut down the Jerusalem Prayer page, which established in 2002, the largest Christian Facebook page. It was the largest Christian Facebook page. Wait. The largest Christian Facebook page was a page about supporting Israel. The largest Christian Facebook page was a pro-Israel page.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, since we're talking about Israel, Gaza, let's just keep talking about it, shall we? I want to play a video from a comedian named Steve Hughes. Probably one of the greatest comedians of our time. Not a lot of people know about him. Clip number 11 is what we want to play here. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, I could literally just play his entire special that this clip is from, and it would... You wouldn't even notice I was gone. I mean, the man is an info warrior, whether he knows it or not. Here's him on being called an anti-Semite himself. Steve Hughes is from his special called While It's Still Legal. It was made in 2012, and it is heavily censored. He's a foul-mouthed man, but he makes some good points, so hopefully you can be okay with a few beeps here or there. Here he is, Steve Hughes on being called an anti-Semite.
I know it's sensitive f***ing time. Can't talk about anything. I got called anti-Semitic because I did a very political show in Edinburgh in 2006. And this guy wrote a very negative article about me in a tiny English newspaper called The Times. And, no one reads that. And, The Times, I've never heard of it. Yeah, he was freaked out of my show and wrote it out that I was freaking out and I was a f***ing anti-Semite and... Because it was 2006 and Israel was bombing Lebanon at the time because they stole a soldier. So they thought they should murder 1,000 civilians and destroy the infrastructure and bomb the petrol plant, creating an ecological disaster. But he thought, f*** that. I agree with that, but I've got to warn the people of Great Britain about the extremity of this f***er's comedy show. And that's the deal. They make you out and call me an angry left-leaning Australian conspiracy theorist who wears his Jew hatred on his sleeve like a badge. Mate, that's a bit intense. What? You hate all the Jewish people in the world. I'm like, what? I've got the Seinfeld box set for f***ing sake. I hate all the f***ing Jewish people in the world. Why do we have to hate people when we talk about a power structure in the age of the scientific dictatorship, which dismisses magic and spirituality as f***ing barbaric mumbo-jumbo and uses rationality, reason and logic as their prime psychological idioms to promote all of us, and yet I discuss the negativity of a power structure in the global commons, and suddenly I can't have an opinion in the global commons about what's going on and about a power structure, which means suddenly I hate all the people under the power structure. See, this is stupid.
He's great. He's absolutely great. And it's exactly right. We're talking about a power structure here. We're talking about a sovereign nation. We're talking about a nation state acting as all nation states do. Yet people, they aren't called anti-Hispanic for criticizing Mexico. They aren't called anti-white for criticizing the government of Sweden. For some reason, when you criticize Israel, you get called anti-Semitic. Maybe that's because they go out of their way to, you know, make sure that they make it very clear that their population will always be white. They'll always be ruled by white people, and only white people will have full citizenship. I, of course, just replace the word white with Jew, and then that's the supremacy apartheid state that Israel represents. It's my opinion. It's just my personal opinion. If that makes me an anti-Semite, then you've got something wrong in your head. Gaza medical officials say 219 people have been killed since the fighting flared on May 10th, and Israeli authorities put the death toll at Israel at 12. 12, okay. In a 25-minute attack overnight, Israel bombarded targets, including what its military said were tunnels in the southern Gaza Strip used by Hamas, an Islamist group that governs Gaza. Nearly 450 buildings in the densely populated Gaza have been destroyed or badly damaged, including 6 hospitals and 9 primary care health centers. And more than 52,000 Palestinians have been displaced. These numbers come from a UN humanitarian agency. Those terrorists getting those bombs, getting their hospitals blown up. Gosh, if only they weren't terrorists. Maybe their hospitals and healthcare facilities and schools wouldn't be destroyed. Truly incredible. I want to play another video here. It's what's this guy's name? Geraldo. Remember Geraldo? Apparently he's still around and arguing with Hannity on Fox. And this is just how most conversations about this go, which is why it's so frustrating and why I just sit up here by myself and yell about it, because any sort of back and forth devolves into chaotic nonsense. Let's see this chaotic nonsense on, I guess it's on Dan Bongino's show. Dan Bongino and Geraldo interview on Hannity. Okay, so it's on Hannity's show. Let's play clip 13 now.
It is shocking and outrageous to me that in all the discussions of what's happening in Israel, the fact that Palestinians are being killed at the rate of 15 or 20 times the death toll among the Israelis, including children, is absolutely...
Geraldo? Geraldo, let me stop you.
Hold on, Geraldo. You can't finish that sentence, Geraldo.
The collapse of their buildings.
How about the terrorist organization Hamas stop firing those rockets from hospitals and schools and have densely populated areas?
Right, let's pause it. Let's pause it right there. All of Gaza is densely populated. It's 2 million, 2.2 million, some say, people in a landmass the size of Detroit, which has 400,000 people. So, like, what? 6-8 times as many people. No, that's too many. Four times as many people in the same area. The whole place is densely populated. Where are you going to? There's not big open fields in Gaza. It's just like, yeah, just shoot your rockets from like a really noticeable platform up in the air. Do that for us, or else you're terrorists. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, Sean Hannity has been, I believe, one of the people, I mean, maybe not, but hasn't he been one of the people that's been at least a little bit questioning of the January 6th domestic terrorist claims? And yet here he is using that same label. It's so convenient when you can just claim that your opponents are terrorists and therefore don't deserve human rights, don't deserve compassion, don't deserve to have, you know, their desires considered even for the slightest moment. They're terrorists, after all. We have labeled them as such. Therefore, they deserve death. It's the same, like, Maybe that's why I have a little bit of compassion for Hamas, a little bit of compassion for Palestine, because they're getting called terrorists just like we Trump supporters are being called terrorists. And you have to ask yourself, well, the people that went into the Capitol on January 6th, they were middle income, lower income, patriotic Americans who saw with their own eyes the fact that their election was being stolen, and they got together to speak out against it perfectly in line with the First Amendment. They did no damage. They attacked nobody. They went there with no malintent, no arms, no violence planned. Yet they're called terrorists. What about Hamas? Should they just quietly go away? Should they just allow themselves to succumb to this replacement migration of the Israelis? That's what it is, you know. That's what this whole conflict is about, which is why it's so funny that you have Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all these useful idiots like so angry about Israel. It's replacement migration, guys. You want it done in America, but you oppose it in Palestine? That's a little inconsistent, isn't it? See, I have the consistent belief that if you have a homeland where you live and where the generations before you created a civilization and created a life, you have a right to that homeland. And if some other foreign force comes along and decides to force you out and replace your population with their population, whether they do it by NGOs funded by people that the Chinese will tell you about, or whether it's done through the courts, or whether it's done with rockets and missiles and machine guns, the result is the same. And the fact is the same, that the people of those lands have a right to defend themselves. It's a human right. Now, I don't want to see Israelis bombed. I have friends from Israel. I don't want to see their families in danger. Of course not. Maybe you should tell your government to stop oppressing the native population. Maybe you should stop destroying entire city blocks with your air raids. Maybe collapsing entire buildings that house hospitals and doctors' offices isn't the best way to go about this. Maybe 63 dead Palestinian children should affect you if you're a human. And should make you wonder why the rest of the world demonizes the people with the dead kids on their laps as the terrorists. About human liberty and human freedom, I don't care who you are.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. 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 I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people, the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine. And you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
The Spanish border is being overrun by thousands of migrants who are trying to enter Europe after Morocco decided to punish Spain. Shocking footage from the Spain-Morocco border broadcast by Faro TV even shows embattled Spanish soldiers pushing migrants into the sea as they try to storm the border. Half of the estimated 8,000 migrants who tried to break through security were sent back to Morocco, but thousands more have made their way into Europe. A 31-year-old Moroccan woman described to the Associated Press how Moroccan authorities deliberately allowed migrants to surge the border. They let people pass and stand there without speaking, she told the AP. People just pass and pass and pass. Why did Morocco open the floodgates? It was an act of retaliation for Spain offering humanitarian treatment to Brahim Ghali, the leader of a Western Sahara militant group that Morocco fiercely opposes. What makes this even more ludicrous is that Spain's socialist government is still running defense for Morocco by asserting that Spain's treatment of this militant had nothing to do with the surge at the border, and that it wasn't a punishment on behalf of Morocco. But that's not what Morocco says. Morocco's Minister for Human Rights, El Mustafa Ramid, said, quote, "What did Spain expect from Morocco, which sees its neighbour hosting the head of a group that took up arms against the kingdom? Morocco has the right to lean back and stretch its legs," he added, "so that Spain knows that underestimating Morocco is costly." So even though people within the Moroccan government are explicitly saying that the reason the border surge is happening is because Spain decided to treat this militant, Spain's socialist government is still denying that that's the case. But the overarching question is obvious. If diversity is such a strength, why is Morocco sending migrants to Spain as a punishment? If cultural enrichment is such a net benefit to Western society, why does Turkey's President Erdogan repeatedly threaten Europe with waves of migrants and refugees if the EU doesn't pay him off? In 2019, Erdogan threatened to send 3.6 million refugees to Europe if the EU didn't end its opposition to Turkey's offensive in Syria. At the height of the corona pandemic, he threatened and attempted to do it again. But the incursion was repelled by brave Greek security forces at the cost of their own churches being trashed and entire olive tree plantations being razed to the ground. Migrant populations have been weaponized by Islamist leaders, and they're routinely used to intimidate and blackmail European countries. And I don't even blame the migrants, most of whom just want to escape shithole countries. But we've now seen numerous cases, the Paris massacre being the most deadly, of terrorists exploiting the refugee wave to carry out atrocities in Europe. Increasing violent crime and sexual assaults are also a consequence of this disastrous process. But the blame firmly lies with the Islamist dictators who have weaponized the migrants and the criminal people smuggling networks who help them to reach Europe. Not to forget the refugees welcome anti-racism leftist movements who pacify the public into supporting the entire racket, as well as our own pathetic governments. The Conservative Party being the prime example, who promised to enforce strong border controls, yet preside over the exact opposite.
There you go. That's the latest from Paul Joseph Watson. You can find it and share it at InfoWars.com and band.video. Interesting, isn't it? Something to consider. Let that sink in, as Paul Joseph Watson is known to say. The exact same thing happening in America and Europe. Exactly the same tactics being used. Exactly the same consequences being felt. Very interesting, isn't it? Strange how this is happening. Almost seems coordinated. If you're a conspiracy theorist, if you're one of those crazy people the media tells you to worry about, you might start noticing patterns, and that can be very dangerous to the people making all of this happen. Truly incredible, folks. When we get back, We're going to be talking about this January 6th commission that they're creating, just like the 9/11 commission, just like the Warren commission. It'll get to the truth. Hell, if it's like the 9/11 commission, it'll start an ongoing cascade of endless warfare that destroys our country, divides our people, and eliminates dissidents. Aren't you excited for that? We'll hear more on the other side.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, 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 well. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the second hour of American Journal. I better open up the phone calls, huh? People probably have stuff they want to say. And we're running out of time here. 1-877-789-2539. Phone lines open now. 1-877-789-2539 is the number to dial. Call us at American Journal. Let us know what you think about all of this stupid nonsense. It's just amazing. I'm just going through some of these headlines, compiling information, and it's just like, House Intel Republicans say significant circumstantial evidence of COVID Wuhan lab leak. Hospitals may be overcounting how many kids are admitted for COVID-19 in the U.S. All of these headlines that would have gotten you kicked off of Twitter mere months ago, now showing as confirmed to be true. Really incredible. Incredible just the way this has happened. The way this happens. So much to talk about. So much to cover. But the biggest story of today has to be that the House has approved a January 6th commission despite the GOP opposition. The House voted on Wednesday to approve legislation to establish a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Despite growing opposition from Republicans who object to the proposed structure and scope of the panel. But 35 Republicans voted in favor of this. 35 idiots voted in favor of essentially can already say, I mean, this commission will have one purpose. It will be to reinforce the establishment narrative that has already been established, like that has already been inculcated, that has already been forced into the mainstream narrative. You think this commission is going to come out and go, turns out there were like a million people there. None of them had weapons. None of them talked about, you know, any intent to do any harm. It looked like there were a lot of just, you know, middle income, lower income, you know, blue collar workers from the middle of the country that saw in real time as their votes were stolen. And they truly believe that after a year of riots, after a year of chaos, after 4 years of demonization, after a lifetime of being told you're evil for believing the things that your parents and grandparents taught you to believe, the goodness of man and the value of freedom and liberty, after a year of abuses and a year of oppressive tactics, a year of lockdowns, a year of the economy being destroyed, to have that last lifeline pulled, to have your final line in the sand, your final deadline ripped away from you. You know, that's what this was all about. It was about the fact that despite all of the biased media, despite all of the manipulations by the Democrats, despite all of the violence and chaos caused by Black Lives Matter over a year, despite all of the money spent, we knew at the end of the day that we could make our voices heard through the voting box and in that way maintain some semblance of reasonability in the United States government. And that was ripped away from us. That was literally and blatantly stolen from us. And we knew it was going to happen long, long time ago. Really, it's just every episode I should read my tweet from August where I just laid out exactly what was going to happen because it was obvious. It was apparent. Well, it wasn't a prophecy. I didn't go to some oracle and ask them what was going to happen and relay some beatific vision. It was just common sense, just logic. Democrats are liars and cheaters, and they're out for total domination. How do you achieve that? Well, let's plot those points, and then it's exactly what happened. Literally exactly what happened. I said they're going to blatantly cheat using mail-in ballots. That's going to inspire anger from the Trump supporters. Trump supporters are going to rise up in opposition to this falsified election, and they're going to call that terrorism, and they're going to claim that questioning the election is justifying violence, therefore questioning election will be illegal. It was all there. It was all obvious. It was all apparent from months before the election even happened. And then we saw it play out in real time. That's what this anger was all about. Nobody was armed. And again, I've said it a million times. Just imagine what it would have been like if the narrative was real. Imagine if a million Trump supporters came heavily armed with the intention of killing Congress people. What would that look like? I'll tell you this. It wouldn't have been a bunch of flag waving, putting your feet up on a desk, hanging out, saying prayers like the QAnon shaman did. It'd be a bloodbath. There's a lesson in there. Here we see cops ushering people in, waving them in. Come on in, guys. Come on in. We open the doors for you. Oh, and now you're a terrorist, by the way. Now you're going to spend at least several months in solitary confinement. You may be in jail for decades because you're a seditious traitor. Oh, but come on in. Hey, come on in, guys. You're a terrorist now. Hey, come on in. You're a domestic terrorist. Come on in, terrorist. Let's go. Just like old women with their sippy cups. Just like, I've never been to the Capitol. And they're just like, oh, well, now you're in prison for 10 decades. So that's what you get. Incredible. House approves January 6th. Now, there's this video that's been going around of this weird little autistic man named Tim Ryan or something. I lost my video list, guys. It's the Tim Ryan video. Let's watch this. Keep your finger on the pause button. So I'm going to respond to this wild-eyed shrieking of this communist agitator.
Partisanship to the other 90% of our friends on the other side of the aisle. Holy cow. Incoherence. No idea what you're talking about. Benghazi, you guys chased the former Secretary of State all over the country, spent millions of dollars. We have people scaling the Capitol.
Oh, my God. They were walking on the stairs of the Capitol. Let's go ahead and pause it right there. Let's pause it right there before this retarded psychopath gets really going. They're bringing up Benghazi. Let's take a look at these two apples and oranges. Let's take a look at these two completely divergent and totally different situations. But let's act like they actually have anything to do with one another. One was a situation in which Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was secretly moving Stingray missiles through the embassy in Benghazi to funnel it to terrorists in the Middle East to bring about regime change on behalf of the Israelis. When it was discovered that this was happening and militias from within Libya were going to steal those missiles, the embassy came under fire, came under an attack. They called out for help. Our ambassador was murdered because Hillary Clinton wanted to cover her own butt and would rather let our ambassador die from that. And then to cover it up, she wiped her servers, deleted her email account, and used BleachBit to destroy any evidence of it. Maybe something we should look into. Maybe something that we should care about. Maybe a perfectly reasonable thing for our government to investigate. High corruption, warmongering, the destruction of an entire nation that now has open-air slave markets because of that warmonger. Maybe something to look into. Maybe something we'd want to care about. But no, no, no. Apparently that was just as bad as people scaling the Capitol Oh, they walked up the stairs with American flags around their necks. They chanted and sang. They said prayers in the people's house. Oh, dear. That's exactly the same as warmongering weapon transfers, destroying an entire nation and creating conflict a world away because of the selfish desires of a criminal cabal leader. These people are stupid beyond belief, but they're not stupid. They're liars. That's the thing to understand. These people are despicable, but they're not dumb. Let's go back to Tim Ryan, idiot.
I want to spend millions of dollars. We have people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol police with lead pipes across the head.
Oh, did that happen?
We can't get bipartisanship. What else has to happen in this country? Cops. This is a slap in the face to every rank and file cop in the United States.
Okay.
If we're going to take on China, if we're going to rebuild the country, the cops.
Oh, no, the rank and file cops. The Democrats have always had the cops back. Oh, man. And you know, the biggest danger to cops on the ground right now are the Republicans. Are you buying this? We'll go back to it. But really?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out. That people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies. Now, back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gas.
gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone Pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so Communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's Communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we're going to go back to slutty moron Tim Ryan as he screeches incoherently about a bunch of nonsense, and then we'll mock him on the other side. Here is Tim Ryan once again, sweaty and disgusting and freaking out about nonsense on the Capitol floor.
What else has to happen in this country? Cops! This is a slap in the face to every rank and file cop in the United States. If
we
we're
going to
take on China, if we're going to rebuild the country, if we're going to reverse climate change, we need
climate
two political
change.
Parties in this country that are both living in reality, and you ain't one of them.
If we're gonna deal with this thing I made up, we need to deal with reality. All right, this guy is, yes, a sweaty moron. We get that. But let's look into what he's saying, shall we? Because he's dumb, dumb as hell, and not making any sense. This is a slap in the face to rank-and-file police officers across the country. Hello, Tim Ryan. Hello. Where have you been for the last year, moron? Where have you been? Have you been shrieking about the insults to the rank-and-file that the Defund the Police movement has caused? What about the Axios far-leftist organization carrying out a study that showed that 6,000 extra murders have occurred because of the Defund the Police movement? Any outrage on that, or is this all performative bullcrap to get your political side a little bit of extra juice, you hypocrite moron? What about the fact that in one of the something like 8,000 demonstrations over the last year, in just one of those, 60 Secret Service members were injured in one single day? Were you outraged at that? Did you demand a commission about that? Or are you an utter hypocrite liar? It's all performative. It's all bullcrap. More than 2,000 law enforcement officers were injured in the first weeks of protest over the summer following the police killing of George Floyd. 2,000 officers sent to the hospital in just the first few weeks of demonstrations that have now gone on for a year and a half. Any comments on that, Tim Ryan? Or are you having a hissy fit about something that serves your political agenda and expecting everybody else to fall for it? Oh, and they are. Huffington Post, all these other people retweeting this video as if it's some fantastic diatribe showing the lie of the Republicans. It's all bullcrap. And it's as simple as that. 2,000 law enforcement officers just in the first few weeks of the George Floyd riots injured, sent to the hospital. Not a single word from Tim Ryan. He probably supported it. People in your caucus, people in your side of the aisle, said Antifa doesn't exist. Black Lives Matter is a peaceful movement, mostly peaceful. Oh, it's all mostly peaceful. We're going to serve out their legislative agenda. We're going to carry their water. We're going to raise money to get them out of jail after injuring police. Anything to say about that, Tim Ryan? Or is this entirely one-sided because you're full of crap? You are an illusion. You are a phantom. You are a coward and a liar and a fool. And you're ugly. I'm just throwing that on top because it's worth mentioning. You're a weird-looking guy with no fashion sense. You're sweaty. What about this? This is from today. Seattle loses 20% of police force amid year of nationwide protest. Quote, we're not allowed to intercede. Anything to say about that? Because according to the police officers, the defund the police movement and the Black Lives Matter riots are a slap in the face to the rank and file. Anything to say about that? Or are you just pretending to represent the rank and file as you pursue inevitably and with a single purpose your ideological position? You liar. You absolute scumbag. Absolutely incredible. And even the articles about this from yesterday and the day before, time and time again, repeat the same thoroughly debunked lie of Officer Sicknick being killed by the rioters. The only people killed in the entire January 6th celebration, in the entire peaceful protest that occurred on January 6th, the only person to die as a direct result of violence was shot in the neck by a Capitol Police officer. Any outrage for her? Any anger for her? Or is your anger solely reserved for the middle-income Midwesterners, the plumbers, and the electricians that made a trek to Washington, D.C. to stand up for the president that they rightfully voted into office? Are those the only people that you're outraged by? Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick died after trying to defend the Capitol from rioters. Yeah, he did. Several days after, in fact. He also died after eating a McDonald's burger. He died after tying his shoe. This is how the press lies. Yes, he did die after the Capitol protest, several days after. Again, from May 18th, 2021, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick was among the most prominent examples of those attacked, having suffered two strokes and dying the day after being hit with bear spray on the front lines. I don't think it's ever been proved that he was hit with bear spray. And he clearly was not a victim of violence on the day that this occurred. They'll still trot out his dead body, wave it around like a piñata to get their stupid sheep-like minions into an emotional state where they could be easily manipulated. Yeah, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. Bunch of liars, morons, and tyrants all working very closely together. And again, this is, they used this one excuse that they knew was coming, that they helped engender. They denied 10,000 National Guard troops that were sent by President Trump. Trump said, there's going to be a lot of people here. You might want to buff up security. Nancy Pelosi said, no, it's fine. Trust us. We'll open the doors. We'll let people wander in. Nothing will be destroyed. Nothing will be burnt down. No statues will be shattered. No injuries to congressmen or senators. No weapons will be carried. We'll still call you a terrorist. We'll still say you're seditionist. We'll still say you are in a white supremacist, anti-Semitic insurrection coup, and we'll wield every ounce of power that we have. And the most pathetic thing about this is that Mitch McConnell and others, now apparently this has just passed the House and it's likely to die in the Senate. Oh, but the filibuster is racist. Right, yes, yeah. We're just using emotionally charged language to get whatever the hell we want. You're dumb enough to believe it, morons. America. It would be narrowly focused on January 6th, but some Republicans have argued the panel should also examine violence that occurred last summer related to protests against racism and police brutality. Oh, you think so? You think maybe there should be some sort of investigation into the highly choreographed, extremely well orchestrated, incredibly well funded riots that have cost $2 billion, caused upwards of, I'd probably say, 10,000 extra deaths in this country? When you have Axios saying that at least 6,000 have occurred, and Axios is dead to rights 100% on the side of Black Lives Matter, and even they're coming out and saying 6,000, yeah, it's probably a touch higher than that. I mean, at least 2,000 cops were injured from this. Maybe we should investigate that. Hey, Republicans, maybe you don't wait until Democrats start investigating you to go, well, if you're going to, maybe we should also investigate you. Maybe be proactive. Maybe be on the offensive. Maybe stop playing defense and saying, well, yeah, but you. And maybe actually put some fire under their ass because these people are trying to destroy our country. And they're using every excuse they can to crush our every liberty. And maybe you're the last line of defense and you're completely worthless. And this is the situation that you're leaving us in. And of course, the Pentagon is involved in this too. And who do you think is behind the Pentagon just deciding who's a white supremacist and who's a terrorist? The SPLC and the ADL. Mm-hmm, yeah, put the KKK in charge next time, why don't you?
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. 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 One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on, but what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe? Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Barely anybody likes masks in schools. Their children are suffocating. You don't know what it feels like. And just, it's nonsense. Seriously. Like, why would you do that? Why in the world would you do that? And God created us so we can be free people. And we're not being free here. All at public schools. Okay? So I would take your masks off if I were you. And I'm not wearing a mask right now, and I never will as much as I can. George Washington made America so we could be free citizens of the United States of America. And the Statue of Liberty is for liberty and freedom, and we're not free. So maybe you just don't believe in George Washington or God, or like the boss of you or someone is controlling you. Stand up.
Yes. My God, that was a brilliant clip. All right, we're back on top, folks. Incredible. I don't know where that was from, but that little girl is awesome. She's like, I don't know. Maybe you don't believe in George Washington or God. You know, you can always tell when little kids are coached to say stuff by their parents. Like, they're talking about stuff like they have no idea. That little girl clearly understands what she's talking about. She clearly was not given a script. She's just going off, man. And you got to love it. You got to love it. Fantastic stuff. All right, let's go out to your phone calls, shall we? Yes, we shall. Josh in North Carolina has some info on social media. Thanks for calling in, Josh. You are on the air.
And I just kind of wanted to do a quick plug for the show. Shout out Greg Reese, man. He's been knocking it out of the park. John Bound, everybody out there, they've been doing their thing for sure. But I was talking to your producer, man, and like, InfoWars has been proposing the idea on, like, what Trump should do as far as, like, a new platform or whatever. But I was talking to him, and I was thinking, like, maybe InfoWars should kind of, like, lead the way on that because people will gravitate to InfoWars. And obviously, Trump kind of, not necessarily directly, but maybe indirectly, can be influenced by InfoWars. So I think that would be a cool idea to do.
Do you like an InfoWars social media?
Because you guys have came up with the idea of what Trump should do, yes, social media, but maybe like start it, lay the foundation, and then once he notices that it's successful, obviously he'll join in and tap in. And I don't know, it's just an idea I had.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. But I mean, you've seen the way that Parler and Gab are under such attack. I mean, you know, we do what we can to support those people doing that. I mean, InfoWars can't do everything, right? I mean, it's a good idea.
No, exactly.
It's a good idea, but, you know, we're struggling to keep our head above water just doing what we do now, and we can't exactly, you know, put everything on our plate. But there are people out there doing it, and you've seen the attacks that they're under and how difficult it has been for them to do. You can only imagine how difficult it would be if InfoWars was attached to it. But it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking to him, and I said if I were to bring it up to Alex, for instance, I know his first thing he would say would be funding. So I totally get it, but I just know that InfoWars is what really is leading the way. People that are not completely censored are only they're getting their content essentially from InfoWars and putting their spin on it. So they're getting their breaking news from InfoWars, but they're putting their spin on it in order to get their exposure. So everybody knows. I mean, InfoWars is just leading the way. I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Well, thanks for the call, Josh, and I appreciate it. It's, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I wish we could do, but, you know, right now I'm focused on just trying to yell at communists on the air. That's my job for now. But, no, yeah. I do appreciate it, Josh, and it's really not a bad idea. Let's go to Tom in Illinois. Mandating COVID vaccines for schools. Say it ain't so, Tom. You're on the air.
All right. Hey, Harrison. Thank you very much for taking my call. First off, a plug for a book that you have up on the store. It's Truth About COVID-19. You can get that book a lot of places, but it's the same price on your store, and it's a great conversation starter for a lot of people, of course, to get them started on this path of realizing exactly what is going on. So the school thing is I was a union president. I stepped down because I am in the extreme minority of individuals. Most people where I'm at are getting this. They're lining up in droves of 90% to get this vaccination. Well, the mandated, DNA injection.
Right.
Basically, what we're looking at here is even 12 to 15-year-olds are lining up to get this shot. Now, they are trying to put in wording into contracts and hiring policies that will effectively make it so where all existing employees have to get this or new employees.
Yep.
And we may be able to save existing employees, but new employees going forward will have to have this, which means, you know, just countless possible, detriments to people's health going forward. One of the biggest problems here, though, is that there's very little we can do about it, especially since when I raised my objections under the First Amendment and freedom of religion, because this takes away our free will as people and Christians to be able to decide our own medical decisions for ourselves. I was suspended the next day just for bringing up the Constitution.
Really?
I was. So fighting this is very, very, very difficult. I've been very patient in watching. I know what's going on. I never, ever mix my political views or my views on anything with my teaching practices. They are separate. My religious views are separate, because that's what you need to do in order to survive the world of Illinois education system. But when you get suspended for bringing up the Constitution and, you know, your objections, and they start calling you, you know, basically questioning your competency as a teacher after, you know, 2 decades, we're in a real problem here if they can do that.
Yeah, that's huge. So they were basically saying that they're going to mandate the vaccines, and you were bringing up the fact that that's not legal and is a violation of human rights, essentially, to determine your own bodily autonomy and it just, you know, all of the other stuff that goes along with it. And then they essentially turn that into, oh, you're a dangerous conspiracy theorist and maybe you shouldn't be allowed to teach anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. They went with that. They, you know, I had to, you know, I had to jump through a lot of hoops the last couple of weeks, but you know, I'm being reinstated for the last day, which there are no students present. I also, you know, I started this path with, you know, I didn't let anybody out of my home. Okay, the first month of this whole pandemic, I didn't let anybody out of my home. I did my best with everything, but I had a lot of trouble with the math, so I started looking into that. And I started telling other people about this. And, hey, are you having trouble with this, too? I can't breathe in this thing. And everything gets questioned. Every little thing gets questioned up where I'm at. They don't want dissenters. And no matter how long you have been, you know, teaching in the system, if you are dissenter, in even the slightest way, they're stomping you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I believe it. It's sad, but it's certainly true. I mean, thank God you're there sort of fighting for some semblance of reason or logic or humanity there. But yeah, I'm sure you're outnumbered 10 to 1. I'm sure it's not easy to deal with. What's what's your plan now? Are they actually going to mandate vaccination for, like, anybody in public school there?
So the best advice I can get for anybody in any position of authority to speak up about this, that means union leadership. If you're even semi-awake, you're just watching some of these shows, even Tucker Carlson. You know, as we watch Tucker Carlson, we realize that, you know, we're getting some of this information pumped out to us in a way to kind of distract us away from the whole Fauci thing and what really happened with us, you know, with everything that occurred over the last year. But as we're taking a look at this, there's not a lot you can do besides to stand up for yourself and take the long road. The long fight on this is going to be, you know, it could take a year. If you're a union staff member, it could take a year to get you out. So
right. You
got to stand by your guns and you got to play safe. Stay off social media. Don't make any public posts.
Right, but still fight back and stand up and don't give in. Absolutely.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Your voice counts.
When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com. I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go directly out to your phone calls once again. We're going to try to get to Greg, Rico, and Tyler in this segment. Before we do, I have to ask, have you ordered the new fizzy magnesium drink? And if not, why the hell not? What's wrong with you? You don't like orange soda? It tastes delicious. But no, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, look, I know it tastes great. I know it's another excuse to drink another glass of water that is so valuable to my health. I know that any money I spend at InfoWarsStore.com goes directly into the fight against the globalist menace. But what's in it for me? Well, we've got some information here for you. Here are some substantiated claims. Now, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, I have to let you know. But do your research for yourself. True ionic magnesium is for optimal absorption. An estimated 75% of Americans do not meet the recommended amount of magnesium intake on a daily basis. Magnesium helps regulate the sodium-potassium pumps that create the signals in nerve cells. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is important in healthy muscle activity for preventing cramps and DNA production. It helps support a healthy heart, healthy muscles, healthy sleep, and a healthy mood. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following things. Helps convert food into energy. Helps replicate and repair RNA and DNA. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscle cells. That's what's in it for you. puts on like a several good things, don't they? Fact is, folks, your body needs magnesium, and you can get the true ionic magnesium with Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix at InfoWars Life and InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, it tastes like orange soda. It is truly delicious. You put in one scoop with 8 fluid ounces of water, or you can do it with juice or any other beverage of your desire. And it's gluten-free, vegan. It tastes great, and it gets you the magnesium that does so many powerful things for the human body. It's Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps support everything that we do here, which is a singular mission to tell the truth, expose the lies, destroy the narrative of the mainstream media, and bring about human liberty worldwide in the spirit of 1776. Sound good to you? Well, go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us carry out this all-important mission. And with that, we go to the phone lines. Greg in Arizona has a little comment about our friend Jimmy Dore. I like Jimmy Dore about 50% of the time. Thanks for calling in, Greg. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jimmy did the vaccine about 5 weeks ago, the first vaccine, and about 20 days ago did the second vaccine. He did the Moderna. And he's been complaining on – he does a YouTube show. He's very popular with the left.
Yeah, he's good.
And he's been complaining about the reaction he's had to the vaccine. He's had a high temperature ever since. He keeps trying to do the show. And last night on the air, he started to talk about he had severe bone pain as a direct reaction from the vaccine. And he was very critical of Fauci and
the NIH,
how they had created the
vaccine.
Yeah. And I think you guys should try and get him on. I know he's had problems with Alex from a TYT incident in the past. But
yeah, he spit on Alex,
might,
actually.
Which, and Alex wasn't an angel either, but what Jimmy did was terrible, obviously. But I think you guys should try and get him on because he's broken away from TYT now. And he's, you know, when you show Hank Aaron on the air and that he died from the vaccine, you don't really have absolute proof. That it was a direct result of the vaccine, even though it probably was.
Just, yeah.
Or but
either
Jimmy
that or
is
just,
actually,
just one of those coincidences.
Right. But Jimmy is, from what I saw of him last night on the air, he's actually dying, like, in real time. It's pretty serious what's happening to him. So, and since he's so popular on the left, I think it would be something that you guys should try and see if you can maybe get him on. I don't know. He does Tucker Carlson's show, so he might be open to it.
I think that'd be great. It's an open invitation to this program. You'd probably be more likely to go on Alex's, but I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think it'd be a bit. Let me ask you one quick thing, Harrison. You know, I hear people still calling in about Trump. I mean, don't you think we should just be past Trump? He had his 4 years. He put 3 people on the Supreme Court who all voted against him when it came to, you know, when the rubber hit the road for the election.
Yep.
Any progress that he's made, they've already taken away. He didn't do anything about the censorship. I really don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over him. I said that several months ago. It's it was nice. You know, what I always said was like, you know, it's like we put him in charge of the store, and for a couple years, the store had record profits, and everybody, there were crowds every day, and it was great. He was a great store manager, but at the end of his tenure, the store was burnt down and turned into a communist slave camp. So, you know, what's, you know, how good were those 4 years if by the end of it, the total destruction has occurred? So I'm over Trump. I'm not waiting for Trump by any means. And I really think it's funny because all these people that claim that, like, Trump was some sort of Pied Piper leading these gullible rubes on his, you know, made-up magical mystery tour, it's like, we're over Trump. The issues are still there. The concerns are still there. Our movement is still there. Trump is somewhere. I mean, Trump is now being harassed by the AG of New York, who is investigating him for criminal activity. I mean, they're going after him with everything they got, and we're against that, and we think that he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't as effective as we would have liked him to be, but the fact of the matter is he either wasn't able to do what he should have done or didn't understand the true threat that this country was under and the true extremity that his actions should have reached. But I'm over him. So there's that. But, yeah, good call, Greg. I appreciate it. And I'd love to have Jimmy Dore on InfoWars. I think it'd be a fun crossover event there. Let's go now to Rico, who called in and got dropped, but he's called back now. And so he has a comment about Steve Pachinik, who was on Owen's show either yesterday or the day before. You were on the air, Rico.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good, man. Yeah, so I wanted to ask you what was your opinion on what Steve Pachinik said. He said that the virus did not come out of Wuhan; it came out of Italy. And I was just like, well, you know, everything that Alex Jones talks about, the proof about it coming out of Wuhan, you know, like what's going on, like kind of confusing the people.
Yeah, that I could see how that could be confusing. I didn't watch the Steve Pachinik interview, but I can tell you, I think it came out of Wuhan. I'm pretty darn certain it came out of Wuhan, and I don't know why he would say it came out of Italy. Did he have a reason for that, Rico?
I didn't hear that part. I just know that he said that he knows that it came out of Italy. So,
wow.
So he says a lot of things like, oh, Trump will be put back in office on
right.
January 20th. And, you know, he's a credible source, but he says things that kind of make me wonder sometimes, you know?
Well, that was a headline. Hold on. The crew just found a headline that was somewhat interesting. Where's this from? Italy potential. Oh, okay. It's all Chinese authors. Okay. It says Italy potentially had COVID-19 outbreak earlier than Wuhan, study shows, by Zheng Huao, Zheng Zhushai, Zheng Zhushin. Okay. Sure. Yeah,
hey,
that's
I wanted to plug.
Go ahead.
I wanted to plug one thing before you guys let me go.
Sure.
That X2, man, that stuff is amazing. First time I bought it was last year, and it really does do a positive effect on you. It gave me a mental clarity. Before, I didn't know what that was, but once I started taking the X2, I started noticing I was more calm in the mind. I didn't have so many things going on in my head. You know, stress levels went down. So, yeah, that X2 stuff, it's very potent. Like Alex Jones says, you got to be careful with it. But it's good stuff, man. I recommend people start buying that before it runs out.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm glad it's helped you out. Available right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, it is powerful stuff, as Rico can attest. Thank you so much for the call, Rico. I appreciate it, and I'm sorry I don't have answers for you about Steve Pachinik. I don't know about that. Let's go now to Tyler in Texas. Tyler, we only got 1 minute before the break, but the minute is yours, sir. Go.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Morning. I just want to say I love the T-shirt. I've had more compliments on when I wear InfoWars T-shirts than any other shirts I've ever worn. So,
yes.
And then also the air filters are great. I bought some for our church, and it's been great. And going to the church thing, you know, a lot of people in my church, a lot of conservative people have gotten the vaccine and then are also supporting Israel. And I struggle with that because, you know, biblically you're supposed to support them, but, you know, because we're in a crossroads, but I don't, you know, I support America, but I don't support our government right now. And,
right.
You know, I support Israel, but I don't support their policies and their government right now.
Tyler, that is such a good point. And that's a point I meant to make today. I'm so glad that you made it. I talk about Israel in the same way that I talk about America when it comes to the Middle East. When we're over there bombing and calling people terrorists, I am just as viscerally against America as I am against Israel. Do I hate Americans? Of course not. I love Americans. I am Americans. But I can criticize our government just like I can criticize the government of Israel. I love that you said that, Tyler, because I really meant to say that, and I'm so glad we got that in this final little part here. We'll be back on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, my guest this hour is going to be Troy Smith of LaunchLiberty.com. We're going to be connecting with him very shortly, but first I want to show you this quick clip of Representative Matt Gaetz slamming the targeting of conservatives in the military. Here it is.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Barney, I may follow up on what Ms. Spear was asking about this multi-generational service. Seems to be rooted to some degree in the values that are observed and appreciated from military members, and I note in the letter from commissioners, you guys take on challenging issues, and you wrote, "We heard from passionate advocates on both sides of complex and controversial topics, such as expanding registration for the Selective Service to all Americans, and deliberated those matters with civility and respect." How should we think about the importance of civility and respect as ways to recruit people into a wonderful value-based system like the United States military?
Well, Congressman, one of the things that we heard when we met with people who had served in our armed forces, including those folks who came from a generation where the draft was in effect, and many people who did not want to serve had their first opportunity to serve alongside people who were different from them, from different parts of the nation, and to do something together in a way that was totally outside their experience. The experience of service does that, sir. And we believe that by providing more opportunities for people to learn about service, we can open up opportunities for all Americans. One thing I might say is that when we talk to family members of young people who are planning their future, and we talk about things like military service, we sometimes heard, well, I really don't see my son or daughter being a trigger puller in the military. We need to do a better job as a nation in informing people of the broad opportunities that exist within our country to serve. And well, that every population, every occupation in our nation is represented in some way in our military services.
I don't want to be disrespectful by cutting you off on a question about civility and respect. We are limited in time, though, but I totally agree with that statement. I think that it embodies what inspires so many people to service. And it is why I am so deeply troubled at what I am currently seeing from the Biden administration and the Pentagon. Bishop Garrison is currently a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, and he tweeted, "Calls for civility rather than shouting down falsehoods and misinformation shall be the death of this nation, hashtag impeachment trial." Then I think to myself, well, gosh, I hope nobody's taking the advice of this senior advisor, because we should be embracing civility, not saying that it could be the death of the nation. And then I see what's happening to people who serve, particularly Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was relieved of his squadron command because he presented scholarship on Marxism and critique of critical race theory, which is an ideology that trains our service members to hate one another based on identity. And then I think to myself, well, you know, maybe it's just that Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer was relieved of his command because he was being overly political, using the military to make a political point. And gosh, then I thought about the last Lieutenant Colonel that we seem to give a lot of attention to here, and there's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who precisely used his role in the military to be able to advance a political impeachment. So I think that in my discussions with commanding officers in my state, in my community, there is a real problem with the morale of a lot of our service members who believe that now under this, like, Bishop Garrison world where there's no nuance to perceive Trump supporters as anything but a threat to national security and civility has to be rejected, that really does impact how these people view their service. And if they feel targeted, if they feel like, you know, they forwarded the wrong joke, liked the wrong meme, sent the wrong tweet, that somehow their career will be over, that is going to impact our recruiting as much as any of the issues that we're discussing today. And maybe we wouldn't be in a position missing our recruiting requirements, having to even talk about forcing women in a compulsory way to register for the Selective Service, if we were treating the men and women who volunteer for military service a little bit better than we are now. And I am grateful that the chairman is helping.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. My guest is Troy Smith. He runs Launch Liberty, and he hosts the Troy Smith Show on Rumble. After witnessing the blatant election theft in 2020, Troy decided to start speaking out in the info war. You can keep up with Troy's articles and show at launchliberty.com. That's launchliberty.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Troy.
Good to hear from you, Harrison. I'm glad to be here. I've been watching for quite a long time, and I've kind of seen you progress here, and it's really surreal to be on the American Journal.
Oh, thank you, and I'm glad to have you on. It's fun. Sometimes our callers become our guests. It's you've made the metamorphosis. It's really exciting, and the reason I wanted to have you on is because you know a heck of a lot more than I do about what is going on with the Maricopa County audit. I see headlines every once in a while, but it's referencing people that I don't know and measures that they're taking that I don't quite understand, so I wanted to bring you on so we can actually get a handle on this thing. I guess let's just start with, how did the Maricopa County, or when did it start, and where is it now in the process of this forensic audit of the 2020 election?
Well, Harrison, the audit started with the Arizona Senate. Now, the Constitution of the United States says that the state legislators are in control of the legislations, whether they be, you know, state, federal elections especially are in control by the state legislators. So they kind of run the show. And when it comes to Maricopa County, there is a board of supervisors in Maricopa County. Now, that board of supervisors controls who is hired to count the ballots, who is hired, you know, the companies to electronically count the ballots. And they have chosen, and they've chosen over the last decade, to employ some company called Dominion Voting. You've probably heard quite a bit about that company, Harrison.
Yes.
Now, just doing some research today, I'd like to go back to 2019, and I sent an article over to your producer. This board had, like I said, been dealing with Dominion voting systems for about a decade, but in 2019, they paid out $6.1 million to Dominion voting systems to improve the ballot counting measures in Maricopa County. So you have a history here of Dominion being in bed with this Maricopa board. They're giving them millions of dollars. They've been together for, like I said, a decade. And then the 2020 election happened. And as you're seeing through the footage, there was nothing like the support that we had for Donald Trump. And, you know, I heard you talking about Donald Trump before I came on here. Whatever your opinion on Trump is, you have to admit that the political landslide that was his movement was something that we hadn't seen in years. I mean, you know this, Harrison.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, merchandise, boat tours, the rallies where you have 50,000 people routinely throughout the country. We've never seen anything like it. So you have election night. The board, you know, okays everything. It all goes through. And they shut it down. And you have Janet Bryan testifies on November 30th. Janet Bryan testifies that Dominion employees take everybody out of the facility on election day to reboot the system. That same woman, Janet Bryan, also testified that Dominion voting systems were responsible for every report for every box of ballots. So that means the people that were counting the ballots could not even close the ballot box without Dominion looking at the ballots, running their own reports on the ballots, and doing whatever they wanted to the ballots, as we're finding now in the audit. The early returns from the people in this audit, the auditors themselves, estimate anywhere from 5 to 15% of the ballots in the boxes are fraudulent. Hmm. They don't count. 5 to 15%. And that's from the actual auditors. Boris Epstein said on Steve Bannon's War Room that he estimates it could be anywhere like 17.5%. Folks, Biden only won by 2.2% in the state of Arizona in total. In total.
Okay, so yeah, that's all very, very interesting. So this started as early as November 30th, 2020, just a few weeks after the election. The sort of inconsistencies were found. What brought about the audit? Because I know they were really resisting any questions about this. I mean, you're not allowed to question the election, yet somehow Maricopa County was able to achieve this forensic audit. How did this come about, and was it a struggle to get this this second look going?
Harrison, I cannot tell you the struggle that has been going on. The people of this country, and you ask how this audit happened. The Constitution of the United States was created for the people of the United States to have control over their system and to have control over tyrannical forces coming into their system. Therefore, they knew when they crafted this Constitution that we would have something like this where federal tyranny would try to abound. If you read their papers, they talk about it all the time.
Right.
They talk about it all the time. The Constitution's crafted so that we have these venues to exercise our rights as Americans. And for the first time, as part of the Trump movement, the Make America Great Again movement, the grassroots patriots pressured Arizona Senate officials, pressured the Arizona Republicans to get this audit passed. And they continue every day to press and press and press and press. And because of their efforts, whether it's Boris Epstein and Steve Bannon and InfoWars and all these people coming together to pressure these Arizona Republicans in the Senate to push this audit through, that's how we got here. It's just pure hard work, pure getting the truth out into venues, getting the truth seen by the people who, like you said, are told that we shall not question the election of 2020. Don't question the guy that can't even speak. Can't draw five people to a rally. Don't question them. Just lay down and let the Chinese take over everything.
Yeah, and you know, we did bring up Trump earlier in the show, and just to be clear here, I still love Donald Trump, and the man definitely created an entire movement, and there's no doubt in my mind that he won the 2020 election. So there's no way we're dropping that and just letting that go to the side, the fact that they try to steal our elections. I was answering a different question. I just want to make it perfectly clear President Trump should be our president right now if things were to run correctly, and the evidence is abundant. Now, the audit itself, once they actually got the audit launched, that wasn't the end of it, was it? Actually, that was just the beginning of the obstruction by the Democrats and the obstruction by people within the system. Can you tell us a little bit about that and about what measures have been taken by the Democrats and others to try to prevent this from continuing even after it started?
Yeah, of course. The Democrats, of course, do not want the truth to come out about the 2020 election. They quake in fear at the idea of the people discovering what they did and how they did it. As soon as the audit was approved, Democrats in media, Democrats in Senate and the House began to spew a bunch of propaganda talking points about the people conducting the audit, saying that, you know, we can't possibly look at the ballots. And Harrison, we talked about this yesterday. The people that the Board of Supervisors coming out and say, for the sake of the country, we must stop right. the audit. It's the same talking point across the board, whether it's the Rhino Republicans or the Democrats. They sent a team of over 100 lawyers who have been working with the Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County. So, yeah, they're trying to lawyer their way through this thing. A judge initially asked the Democrats, and this goes into where the venue is. They had a huge fight over where they were going to host this audit because the officials there were fighting them on where they were going to hold the audit. And it basically came out that the Arizona Senate Republicans and all these people had to front the money to rent this Coliseum where they're performing the audit. And what happened was the judge said, I'm not going to grant you temporary restraining order after temporary restraining order to stop this audit when you're forcing them to pay rent to right. host the audit. We're not going to, you know, that's unbelievable. So you have to put up the million.
Yeah. We lost your connection there a little bit. We'll let you get reconnected. We got about 30 seconds left before we go to commercial break. But just to add on to what you were saying, they also had security provided by the Arizona Rangers that then they were raising money for that and GoFundMe shut them down. I mean, they're trying every trick in the book to shut it down. The article on Lawn to Liberty is shameless Maricopa County Board of Supervisors begs for Arizona audit to end. We'll talk more about that to the site's administrator. It's launchliberty.com. My guest is Troy Smith. We'll be back on the other side to hear more about this audit going on.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God.
So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My guest is Troy Smith. He runs LaunchLiberty.com, which really has an array of fantastic articles on here. I was just breezing through it during the break. All sorts of good stuff from all over the political world. But our focus now is Maricopa County and the Arizona audit. The article that we're looking at is from yesterday. It's called Shameless Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Begs for Arizona Audit to End. And I just want to read a little bit from this before I let Troy expand on it. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has come out with a public statement begging for the end of the Maricopa County audit. Officials from the board held a press conference with the local sheriff just yesterday. They pleaded for the audit to end for the sake of our country. Oh, for the sake of our country, please stop looking into our criminality. Incredible. And then it says, look at the smug face being made while the question is being asked. Not one person, not just one person, nearly every person in the video has an absolute scowl on their face. The board also pinned a letter to Senate President Karen Fan that was never sent. That I thought was interesting, Troy. You can see that part of the leaked letter above, again, the letter was never sent to Arizona Senate Leader Karen Fan, and you go on to say the fact that this shameless Board of Supervisors would send the letter to the media and not the person in control of the audit process shows exactly what's going on here. I couldn't agree more. You go on to say this is a propaganda war. So here we are engaged in a propaganda war where they're writing letters ostensibly to the president of the Senate, I guess it is, Karen Fan, and they're not even sending it to her. They're sending it to the media. I mean, it's a play. It's a show, right? It's a puppet show that we're witnessing here, isn't it, Troy?
That is exactly what it is. And I want everyone to take a look at that man right there stepping up to the podium. Have you ever seen a person that looks more guilty than that? I mean, that is just unbelievable. And the guy behind him, I don't know what he's on, but it's strong. It's strong because you look at him and he looks like he's facing about 100, like you said earlier in the show, 10 decades in prison. Right. I mean, that is a crypt keeper right there. That is unbelievable. But, you know, Harrison, we were talking about the Board of Supervisors and the research that I did this morning really highlighted the fact that this Board of Supervisors is out of control. I mean, they're giving $6.1 million contracts to these people and there's nothing. They're giving 6.1 million contracts to him, and then, all right, let me get to this part because this is the most damning part of the whole thing, Harrison. As it pertains to the board,
yeah.
The Board of Supervisors, their job is to hire Dominion, like we talked about earlier,
right?
And oversee it. They're the Board of Supervisors. Now, wouldn't you think that the supervisors would have access to the passwords for the voting machines?
I would think so, but then again, this is clown world, so why don't you tell us what really happened?
No access. Never had it.
Yep.
They never had access to the passwords or the routers when it pertained to the election. So basically, what I'm inferring from what the evidence that I'm looking at here is that they literally just gave $6.1 million taxpayer-funded payments to Dominion and just let them run loose. And right. I don't need to tell you guys, Dominion, that company, it's been chronicled. You might want to take a look into that, folks. You might want to take a look into that.
Yeah, thank you for that was a rather fond of litigation as well, we hear. But it is a complete abdication of their responsibility from the Board of Supervisors to just essentially hire a private company and then just close their eyes and go to sleep. I mean, hands off, just let this company run with it and then criticize and condemn anybody that attempts to look back and actually audit the process. And this is truly incredible. There was a story today. There's actually a video where they're talking about having recovered deleted data. Now, this is another one of these events going on in this saga that it's like, maybe I've missed something. I come back and it's like, we've recovered the deleted data. And I'm like, wait, there was deleted data. I must have missed something here. There's a lot of intricacies going on in this story. And right. So luckily Troy Smith is here to help us unravel these. So Troy, what was deleted and what was recovered and how does this affect the audit going on?
So let's get into this part, because this is truly unbelievable, Harrison. As I just told you, the Board of Supervisors had no access to the routers or the passwords when it came to the voting machines. That is proven. They've written letters confirming that they had no access to the voting machines. Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, has denied deleting the server, has denied deleting the voter information that has been recovered, and so has Dominion Voting Systems. Now, I will say this, Dominion Voting Systems is the only entity at this point that has admitted to having access to the voting machines, passwords, and the routers. They're the only entity that has admitted it, yet they have denied deleting the database.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going on there, but you can make your guess there as to what is going on, because like you said earlier, Dominion seems to be pretty fond of litigation.
Yeah, right. Well, let's go to this video here. It's clip number 3. It's Maricopa auditors saying that they've recovered all the deleted data. So we'll see if we can glean some more information for this and get Troy's comment on the other side. Here are the Maricopa auditors making a statement.
In the course of performing that MFT discovery, I discovered a MFT that clearly indicated that the database directory was deleted from that server. So all of this, however, may be a moot point, because subsequently I've been able to recover all of those deleted files and I have access to that data.
So with that being said, do you still need to get that database from the county, or did that rebuilding or recovery that you did, does that have the information you currently need for that database?
I have the information I need from the recovery efforts of the data.
Okay, so that's what is meant by a forensic audit. Even if something's been deleted, they have processes that can recover deleted files. And so somebody apparently, whether on purpose or by accident, deleted databases that were necessary to understand what happened on election night. And apparently the auditors have been able to recover the evidence that was deleted. Anything else you want to say about this, Troy?
Yes, it's very important to realize that, and as somebody, I come from a conservative family, and typically usually align with the conservatives and how it is. That's how I was raised and it's how I live my life. But the truth is that it doesn't matter whether you're conservative or liberal, or Democrat, or, you know, it doesn't matter what you are. What matters is that there is access and such unvetted access to our election systems. It doesn't matter what kind of political background you come from. We should want election integrity. Mm-hmm. We should want to know exactly what has happened in our elections. And we need to seal these cracks in our foundation of our voting systems. I think that's kind of the main point when it comes to this server deleting and all this. We need to take control of these systems and ensure that they're not so susceptible to outside influence, whether that be corporate people or foreign entities.
Or anybody else for that matter. It's almost sad you have to say it because it's so obvious. It should be so apparent to anybody that cares about the republic or democracy itself that you have to be able to be sure people are able to cast their vote, that their vote gets counted, and they aren't casting more than one vote. I mean, this is obvious. But yeah. Apparently now it makes you racist, believe it or not. We'll be back with Troy Smith on the other side.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. My guest is Troy Smith. He runs LaunchLiberty.com. It's a really great website. I'm glad he called in yesterday and told us about it. I'll be adding this to my morning rotation of news gathering that I do. LaunchLiberty.com is the website. We're talking about the Maricopa County audit. We sort of covered what inspired the audit, how it got started, how the Democrats are trying to throw a wrench in the works. Maybe we can prognosticate a little. Maybe we can look forward into the foggy mists of the future and try to determine how this will end and what may come of this. What sort of results could possibly come out of this? Now, we don't really know, and I guess it could go on for months, but I know less than Troy, so let me pass the question on to Troy. What are we looking forward to here? Is this going to go on for a long time, and do you think there's any chance that they come out and say, yep, it was stolen, and here's the evidence? I mean, I'm trying to picture this, and to be honest with you, I'm having trouble imagining it. I'm having trouble imagining, like, how that will be presented, how it will be covered, and what effect it will have. Do you have any idea what could possibly come from this audit?
Well, Harrison, unfortunately, I think I have some kind of clue. It's not going to be something that you or I will like, but here's the facts of the situation. The Department of Justice sent a letter to Maricopa County just last week or just a couple weeks ago saying that they're worried about the integrity of the vote and voter intimidation. And this is our own director, Bill Burns, has been exposed. And I don't know if you saw this report, Harrison. CIA director Bill Burns provably lied about his connections with the Carnegie Endowment and China and the Chinese military,
right,
where he's in Congress testifying. There was absolutely no there was no connection to China. I ended it after I got to be the president in 2015, the Carnegie Endowment. And then we have the report from April 2021 from the Carnegie Endowment that says the Shanghai Institute and the Chinese military were top contributors.
Mm.
I mean, so they're busy worrying about things like the Maricopa audit, where truth could be revealed, as
right,
we see the media and these federal bureaucracies do all the time. They're worried about that while their own CIA director completely is in bed with China, has been in bed with China, and lied about it in his congressional testimony, which is a crime.
Right.
He should be absolutely removed, but he's not. He's not removed. The media doesn't even cover it. So here's what's going to happen. We're seeing the early returns. This thing's going to come out that Trump actually won Arizona. But if you think that the media is going to give that truth the benefit of not just skewering it, you don't think Rachel Maddow is going to go up there and say, well, this is cyber ninjas. Of course, they've already set it up, Harrison. They've already set it up. If you've seen the Rachel Maddow clips, she's already set it up where they already say there's going to be fraud. And you listen to Rachel Maddow, she says they're going to find that Trump won because it's cyber ninjas. They've already set that up.
Really?
So what they're going to do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could go watch the clips of her saying they're going to find fraud because it's cyber ninjas. And that what's that going to do to the country? That's what they already know what's going to happen because they were involved with it the whole time. So what you're going to see is a media just completely panic and go after cyber ninjas. That's the point that they're going to hammer. They're going to hammer it over and over and over again. And what we have to do is ignore it. Harrison, the reason that Trump lost in 2020 with and we could say, it was this, it was that. But the truth of the matter is whether they, boosted the votes by 100 million or whatever they did, 100 million, obviously not. But whatever they did, there were a lot of people in this country that voted for Joe Biden.
Hmm.
No matter what happened, Joe Biden had a lot of votes. So you have this Democrats and people that aren't paying attention to the truth. They're listening to what the media has to say.
Right.
So what we have to do is realize that these people are trafficking in total BS.
Right.
We have to tune it out, and we have to convince as many people with us to leave media, to not pay attention to it, because what they're trafficking in is pure propaganda, and you know that as well as I.
Yeah, of course. And, it reminds me of the way that they sort of seeded the ground before the election. Before November 3rd, you had Axios coming out and producing videos going, it's going to look like Trump won at first, but then later the ballots will come in and it'll be Joe Biden. And they were already sort of pre-planning the talking points before anything had happened because they somehow had an idea of how this would all turn out. Now, just sort of expanding to the wider concept of the election being stolen, and now there's some pushback to this. Can you just talk for a little bit about what people saw? Because it amazes me that they're calling this the big lie, right? They're trying to portray it really blatantly as Trump just pulled out of his hat some total lie about the election being falsified, and everybody else, you, me, we all just fell for it. There was no evidence at all, none, not even a little bit. And Trump just lied, and we all went, oh, okay, that's what we believe now. Couldn't be farther from the truth, right? Trump could have never said anything. We'd still be demanding audits. We'd still be noticing all of the problems that went wrong on November 3rd. Can you, I mean, just in your memory, and I can help you out here, just why are people suspicious of the election in the first place? Oh. Was it all just Trump lying and we all just fell for it, Troy?
Well, no, it absolutely was not. I can tell you that for certain. The main issue here, the main issue when it comes to the election is look at the two candidates, Harrison. You have on one side, you have Trump, record rallies, having record participation from Republicans, winning record support. And this is something that the media doesn't cover at all. Right. Trump set records with minorities in 2016 and then broke those records in 2020. Right. Didn't just break them, shattered them, shattered their records. So the main focus of all of this has to be concentrated on that point. And that's what I'm talking about with the media paradigm. They don't show, like with Trump rallies, they don't turn the camera around. Trump always says, hey, right, media, turn the camera around. Look around at all these people who are at my rallies. They don't do that for Trump, and they don't do it for Biden because they're not interested in showing you the truth. They're not interested in showing you reality. They're interested in showing you what their corporate bosses have told them to do. And we have no idea who controls those entities. In some cases, we do. I just put a report up. It was from Breitbart a few days ago where Bloomberg got exposed with pictures meeting with the Chinese and getting talking points from Chinese propagandists. This is Bloomberg, a major media organization, with a guy who just put $600 million into the DNC, gave him an $18 million payment to the DNC. These are the type of people that are telling you that we are the conspiracy theorists, that we're the radicals. These people are meeting with Chinese propagandists. These Chinese people, this Chinese government, I shouldn't say the Chinese people, they have slaves.
Mm.
They have slaves.
Yeah.
These are, and they're meeting with them. They take their propaganda talking points. It's unreal, Harrison. These people are not, this is not something that is just made up. This is not conspiracy theory. So you ask me what's the main optics? All you have to do is look at who the media is in bed with, look at who the Democrats are in bed with, and then realize the fact that Trump rose and the people who support Trump are the everyday people mm-hmm. of this country. And they came out in droves to support him at his rallies. They came out in droves to support him in November when he had a rally in D.C. and on January 6th where there was over 1.4 million people in Washington, D.C. Has been a political movement
huge.
Like we have never, ever seen before.
Yeah,
that we've never, ever seen before. And that's why the optics are so off. That's why people are questioning what happened.
Yeah, and that's why they're having to pull out all the stops to try to put a stop to it and try to undermine it and prevent it from ever happening again. It's so absurdly obvious when you just take your mind out of the paradigm that's been erected for you by the mainstream media and just look at things as they actually stand. It couldn't be more obvious. Troy Smith is my guest. We'll be back on the other side. LaunchLiberty.com is the website, and the Troy Smith Show on Rumble he hosts every day. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S.
injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. 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 I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, final segment here on InfoWars.com. It's American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. My guest, Troy Smith, no relation. He runs LaunchLiberty.com, LaunchLiberty.com, which Troy was just telling me during the break. I didn't realize this. You were saying Launch Liberty kind of got its beginning with a call that you made to War Room. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was a very long time ago. Not very long, but probably around February. I called the War Room with Owen Troy site launch.com topic. And from there, we've kind of just built and built and built. And now I can report to all the info warriors out there that we are reaching over 25,000 people a week. At this point, we are rocking and rolling. Three articles a day. I encourage you to check out the site. Harrison has been great in promoting it. But folks, if you want the truth, if you want unfiltered, absolute truth, you want to know what to do about the people that are robbing our country, whether it be our culture or our economy, then go ahead to launchliberty.com. Tell your friends, tell your family about it. Check out the Troy Smith Show and make sure to come back and visit, because we post daily at least 3 times a day, sometimes up to 6 times a day. So I hope you all will enjoy the site.
Yeah, it's
Harrison, I wanted to go ahead.
Well, let me just sing your praises for a minute, because it is a true grassroots production. That, you know, it seems like it's really getting off the ground. You have some great articles, and I just love it because we get a lot of calls from people asking us, what can I do? You know, I want to fight in the info war. I want to help out. And it's like Troy Smith is giving you the blueprint here. You can start your own website. You can create your own distribution center, essentially, your own repeating station in the info war. You're inspiring people. They are inspiring people. I mean, it's, you know, it's that classic statement where it's like they tried to bury us. They didn't realize we were seeds. You know, this is literally what the info war is just thousands of people, tens of thousands, millions of people all around the world who all have the capability to become that repeater station, become that outlet of themselves to get this information into the rest of the world. So it's amazing to know that, you know, InfoWars can inspire somebody like Troy Smith, who can inspire 10,000 other people. This is how we grow the movement. So I really want to congratulate you on creating LaunchLiberty.com, and I hope our audience adds it to their news aggregation that I'm sure they're constantly doing, so they can stay on top of everything. Because I'm telling you, folks, I am constantly monitoring everything, and there's still stuff that I miss. So anytime I find a new outlet with good information, I try to add it in just for that next little angle, that next little perspective that I might be missing somewhere else. So anyway, I'm very glad that you're doing this, and I'm glad that InfoWars has helped in some way to inspire you, and I hope we see great things from you, and I hope you come back and join us again. But you were about to say something there, Troy. Don't want to cut you off.
Oh yeah. Harrison, I just wanted to say that, you know, when we talk about this audit, that's why I'm here today. We're talking about the audit. And a lot of people have said to me, whether it be Democrats or Republicans, well, what's going to come out of it? You know, and I'm sure you've probably had this question yourself, Harrison. You know, so we find out Trump won and the media lies about it. What's next?
Right.
Right. So it's not a question of having some kind of bloody revolution that the left would try to say that that's what we're trying to accomplish. That's not what we want. People like me and you don't want violence, Harrison. I mean, look at us. We get wiped out in the first skirmish.
Hey, you speak for yourself, sir. I'm rippling muscles under this suit, I'll have you know.
I'm just saying, Harrison, I don't think...
No, we don't want violence. We do not want violence. You're absolutely right. The last thing we want is to see the dysgenic results of massive, widespread violence. We want our country to be powerful and strong and safe and peaceful, absolutely.
That's exactly right. And it's not about violence. It's not about anger. It's not about any of this. It's about exposing the truth. So what's going to come of the audit? Well, folks, there's a huge election coming up, and I'd say this is probably the biggest midterm election in the history of our country. 2022 is so vitally important, and the audits tie into it, and I'll tell you exactly why. People like Kevin McCarthy, it just came out, it was just reported, Tucker Carlson did a huge piece on Kevin McCarthy and his Google lobbyist, Frank Luntz. I'm sure you saw the story, Harrison.
Oh, yeah. It was a big expose. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And Yahoo later reported that this $5,000 – the estimated value of the apartment is $5,000 a month in rent. Kevin McCarthy's paying $1,500 a month to live there.
Right.
$1,500. You couldn't get a house where I live for $1,500. This is a penthouse with 12 bedrooms.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And in Washington, D.C., which, you know, the costs there are just unbelievable. So people like Kevin McCarthy cannot lead this Republican Party. They cannot lead us to where we need to go. So when we talk about this audit, it's about getting the case, building the case that this election was stolen, building the case that the people that are currently in the White House, hiring people that have proven Chinese connections, that they did not legitimately obtain their power, because in that way, we can legitimately remove their power, not just in the eyes of politicians or in the law, but in the eyes of the American people. We need these audits to show the American people that this isn't wild conspiracy theory. Forget about what the media is going to say, because they've already called us Nazis before we even spoke.
Right.
Okay? That's how it goes, and that's how it's going to continue to go. The reason that they show you people, the new one is Liz Cheney. The reason they show you people like that is because they find the worst conservatives that are so willing to stick each other in the back, and they put them in front of the mainstream media and the people to show you exactly what a conservative is. They paint us as backstabbers. They paint us as warmongers, and it's 100% false. It's 100% false. We are for truth. We are for liberty, and for that, we are going to continue to see audits. We're gonna get the audits done in Georgia. We're gonna get the audits done in Arizona. We're gonna get the audits done in New Hampshire. We're gonna get the audits done in Nevada. We are going, once Arizona is the first domino.
Right.
Once that falls, we will uncover the truth that Joe Biden was not elected president in 2020. We will use our grassroots foundation, whether it's Launch Liberty or InfoWars, to promote America First candidates. I keep saying it, folks. That's the big one. America First candidates. That's how we take this back. You get McCarthy out of there. You get McConnell out of there. I mean, just last week, McCarthy was saying, there's nobody that legitimately questions the 2020 election. Bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. That's not true. It's not true. Okay? The Republican Party is focused on getting the truth of this audit out there. We are focused on getting the facts out there. And the main focus that I'm not seeing from the Republican Party is we need to focus on getting these establishment people like Kevin McCarthy out of there so that in 2022 we can restore constitutionality, we can restore free market capitalism, and we can restore safety, law and order.
Oh man!
To the United States, because the handing.
Oh no! Yeah, your connection messed up a little bit there, and I was just mad because you were on such a roll. I was really feeling it, and then the connection kind of cut out. But I think I got what you were saying: peace, justice, and the American way. And we got to get out people like Kevin McCarthy. Anybody who ever said you're not supposed to question the election. Anybody who's called the people who were on the Capitol on January 6th terrorists. Anybody who voted for this January 6th commission. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but we have the ammo to do it. I want to thank you so much for coming on, Troy. Troy Smith, once again, is my guest. The website, launchliberty.com. When do you do your show, and how can people watch it, Troy?
People can watch it on Rumble. I've been focusing on the writing aspect of the Launch Liberty apparatus, if you want to call it. So the show, you can find it on Rumble under Launch Liberty or Project Freedom, both. And you can also find the show on the website under the live show tab. That's probably the best way to access it.
Awesome. So launchliberty.com is the home to all of these articles and the show as well. I want to thank you once again, Troy, for coming on. We're going to have you on again to give us another update maybe in a month or so once we get through some more rigmarole and drama of the Arizona audit. And hopefully, as you point out, once the audit's done, we can take that as the receipt to say Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. He needs to be impeached. Anybody who demonized us for questioning this election also needs to be replaced. It'll be America First from now on. It's a lot of work to do, but thank goodness we got people like Troy Smith helping us to carry this on and helping to launch liberty into the next millennia and beyond. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us on American Journal, Troy.
Hey, thank you, Harrison. I look forward to coming back. Anything you want to talk about anytime is a great time to be on InfoWars.
Fantastic stuff. That's once again, Troy Smith from LaunchLiberty.com. Folks, our show is about to end here. The Alex Jones Show is about to begin. But before we go, I do want to ask you, beg you, beseech you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Help us carry on this fight. We cannot do it without you. It's like having an empty gas tank. It won't get us very far. We aren't money grubbers here. We aren't greedy, but we do need the money that we need to keep the crew and the hosts and all the behind-the-scenes operations happening, and it's necessary for you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of our great sales. Try out our new products. Go to the old classics like X2, 50% off. Winter Sun, 50% off as well. Those are some classic ones that you know and love. But also try Fizzy Magnesium while you're there. Add a new one to your rotation.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. Thebiopros.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.